The Lord be with you.
Read it from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands. If they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover." Then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took a seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere. Well, the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. The Gospel of the Lord. The opening prayer says we're called to preach the gospel. Obviously, priests, our ministry is preaching the word of God, but also lay people are called to preach the word of God. We read in the life of St. Francis of Assisi, one of the greatest saints in the modern world, that he decided he was going to preach to one town, and he was walking side by side with one of his brothers, and he walked through the whole town, and he didn't even say any word. And one of his brothers said, "Well, I thought we're going to preach the gospel to these people." And he said, "We have to preach by our example and then use words." Of course, words are important, but the preaching of a silent, holy, humble example is a very efficacious means to preach the word of God. So I open up my mouth and I preach something that I'm not living. That's called hypocrisy. So that's the first point I'd like to lay in our hearts, is that we're called to preach. But make sure that what we're preaching, we are first living. In other words, it's hypocrisy. So that's the first grace that we'll beg for today, to be able to preach. But to preach by our example. And then our words follow. First reading today is a spiritual gem with a lot of good advice. And this is, of course, this is the first encyclical written, which means the first letter of the Pope, because St. Peter was the first Pope. Wonderful advice. He says, "Clothe yourselves with humility." Ask yourself, are you humble? Yeah, más o menos, huh? Menos que más, huh? We're not always humble. Clothe yourselves with humility. A humble person recognizes that all the good that he or she can do, comes from God. Whereas all the evil that comes from us is our own doing. That's a good definition of humility. All the good we can do is because God has given us grace. But the shortcomings, the failures, they are our own. That's humility. And then St. Peter says, "So humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." in one of my favorite verses in the New Testament. Cast all your worries upon him because he cares for you. That's a great verse. That's a great verse on which you can make a holy hour. Cast all your worries upon him because he cares for you. How many people here have any worries? Now basically, my whole holy hour today was done on that one verse. All the things that are going on within you, talk to the Lord about those. Talk to the Lord, about your family. Talk to the Lord about your grandchildren. Talk to the Lord about your economic situation. Talk to the Lord about someone in your family that's sick. Talk to the Lord about someone in your family that's maybe dying. Talk to the Lord about someone in your family that has died. Talk to the Lord about all your family members. Talk to the Lord about someone in your family that's walked away from the church. There's probably a lot of them. Talk to the Lord about your family. There you have a whole holy hour. Right there. Talk to the Lord about the children that are in your charge. Talk to the Lord about the teenagers. Talk to the Lord about the, who knows, I guess about 200 young men and women that are going to be confirmed this Saturday. Pray for them. Could you please pray for them in the Mass? They are going through tough times. We've never had teenagers and children exposed to so many dangers as we have today. Talk to the Lord about that. Talk to the Lord about future priests. Talk to the Lord about the lack of vocations. Then talk to the Lord, after you've talked to the Lord about your family, because we all have families with family problems, talk to the Lord about yourself. And that's not egotism. It's not egotism. If you talk to the Lord, if you talk to someone else about your problems, what are they going to do? Yes. Right? Yeah, people don't want to hear your problems. Do they? Hello? I don't think so. I don't think if you go to someone, you tell them your problems. Tell them your problems. Oh, here she comes again. Ugh. We don't want to hear other people's problems. But the humility of God is that God wants to hear our problems. Now, what would happen to someone? You got on the phone and you're talking with someone, and that person told you her problems for 2 hours nonstop. And then, maybe that's her, okay? What would happen if the following day, that same person called you on the phone? You say, oh, I was waiting for this phone call. I was waiting for this phone call, right? You probably wouldn't answer if you knew who it was. Or if you answered, you would say, I have to go. I have to do something right now. Call me back in the year 2030. Well, more or less, that's what we would do. But with God, Say, for example, if you spent an hour and a half talking to God about your problems today, and then that problem was not resolved. Seems as if the problem even got worse in 24 hours. And you went to God, and instead, in an hour and a half, you spoke to Him 2 hours about that same problem. Do you think when you come to God the second day, He would say, "Oh, it's you again? Ah." They say in Spanish, "Me cae gorda." It's you again? I'm tired of you. No. If you come to Him, He's going to be like this the whole time. Not only His ear, but His mind and His heart. He's going to be listening to you with great love. How great our God is, right? It's really, it really strikes me how humble God is and how loving God is, that He's always ready to listen to us. And that's part of prayer. And I'm going through the Diary of St. Faustina in Perseverance. We're going to be arriving at a point where Jesus says to St. Faustina, "Tell me everything that's going on in your life, even down to the most minute detail." I love that. That's basically what you've just read. Cast all your worries upon Him because He cares for you. So that, hopefully this is going to be part of your prayer life. You don't be afraid to tell the Lord your problems. He loves you not only when you're overflowing with consolation. He loves you with your desolation. He loves you with your wrinkles. He loves you with your gray hair. He loves you even when you don't have hair, okay? He loves you even when you've got a pot belly, okay, after a certain amount of years have transpired. He loves us, you know, even with our bad breath. I mean, He loves us. He loves us despite all our many, many, many limitations. That is who God is, our loving God. So cast all your worries upon the Lord, because He worries about you, He cares for you, and He loves you. Amen.